Hello, and welcome to the Welligant Woman Podcast, a place for women over 40 who are ready to transform midlife, reimagine what's possible, and make each new decade better than the last. I'm your host, Karen Viesta, certified health and life coach. And after going through my own midlife reinvention, I can honestly say that I now experience more energy, vitality, confidence, and joy than I ever have before. Each week, I'll be sharing information, inspiration, and strategies to help you do the same. Let's get started. Well, hello, my friends. I have to start out with a big thank you. I happened to be on Apple Podcasts not too long ago, and I noticed there were a bunch more reviews. And I know from time to time I have mentioned to you that I'm so appreciative when you subscribe and rate and review the podcast. Podcasts are interesting because they do not have an algorithm the way that social media does. So it's really hard to get a podcast out in front of new people. If they don't know about it and search for it, it isn't pushed out to people in the same way that other social media posts are. So, you know, the reviews and the ratings really do help to bring it higher up in the search list. So if someone searches, for example, midlife podcasts, depending on your ratings and reviews, you know, that would determine kind of where you are on the list of shows that pop up for them. So anyway, as I've said before, the ratings and reviews are super important, and I'm so appreciative when you take the time to do that because it does help the information get out to more women. So I had one review that really stuck out that I would like to read to you and mostly to thank the writer. So, and I'll be doing this from time to time because I really do think it's a nice way for me to show my appreciation to you. So this writer is named Asian Peanut, which is such a cute name. But she writes, practical and inspiring advice. What first hooked me into Welligant Woman is how soothing and warm Karen's voice is. What kept me listening is the practical and powerful advice that she gives. She shares the why behind strategies, and the tips are super doable and actionable, very inspiring. So thank you so much. I am not quite sure that my children would agree that my voice is warm and soothing. They probably have some evidence to support the fact that it is not always so warm and soothing. However, that was such a lovely review, and I'm so glad that you are enjoying the podcast. So if you too are enjoying the podcast, I would love it if you would get onto Apple and rate and review it. And maybe I will feature yours in an upcoming episode. So on to today's topic, which is a really good one given that summer is approaching and everyone's focus seems to be on getting into great shape. I am currently in the process of revamping my Revitalize program. So my next group is starting in May. And by the way, if you're not on the list, go to the link in the show notes. You can get on that list so that I can send you all the details as soon as registration opens. Anyway, a big focus of that program is fitness. It's one of the four pillars of the program, along with nutrition, sleep, and supplements. And the program is designed, again, it's a 30-day program. It's designed to teach women in midlife what they need to do to create amazing health and energy and to kind of take back control of their bodies, because we all know that we can have extraordinary energy and vitality in midlife, but we have to do things differently, you know, and that's often why women are so frustrated, right? They're going about losing weight or toning up or increasing their energy by doing all of the things the way that they've done them in the past. And it becomes really clear that those things don't work the same way once our hormones begin to shift. So we need an approach that works with our body at this time and not against it. We need to create what I call hormone harmony within the body. And then we will pretty effortlessly lose the weight and it will actually be very easy. So that's the focus of this 30-day program, to teach women what they need to do differently, to help them break their current patterns and create some new, really healthy ones. So as I said, I am revamping that program, and I've been chatting about it with many of the women I know and some of my clients and former clients, And one thing that almost all of them claim to struggle with is finding time for fitness. They all say some variation of the same thing, which is, you know, I commit to a fitness program or a protocol, I do it for a few weeks, and then, you know, invariably life gets busy, and before I know it, I've dropped off entirely. You know, they'll say things like there just aren't enough hours in the day. And then the longer they're away from it, you know, it just seems to be really hard to get back to it. And I know this scenario well because I too have succumbed to it in the past. You know, it's the classic all or nothing thinking. And it's usually born out of perfectionism. And it is really at its core a form of self-punishment. You know, it's like we're saying to ourselves, if we don't or can't do it perfectly all the time, then we're just going to abandon our healthy habits and give up on ourselves entirely. It's a really unhealthy dynamic and one that is so pervasive, especially among women over 40. Because let's face it, we have a lot to do. We're juggling a lot, and it is impossible to do anything perfectly all of the time. So this all or nothing thinking is for sure an issue for women. But I think there's another issue at play when women struggle to be consistent with their fitness protocol. And that is, we are often not following a protocol that works within the context of our life. You know, we seem to think that we need to work out really hard and really long in order to get results. And neither of those things is true. We need to work out smarter. We need to educate ourselves about what kind of movement is most beneficial for our body at this stage. You know, what kind of movement helps us to optimize hormone function, to maintain muscle mass and bone mass. But more importantly, we need to know what we can realistically do and what we will stick with over time, because any movement is better than no movement at all. So the goal is to do something that is manageable and enjoyable and something that we can be consistent with. And then over time, we can always change it. We can expand it. We can adapt it. But let's make our first item of business consistency. This is about habit formation, and it's about creating belief in ourselves, because all or nothing thinking and giving up only reinforces the belief that we can't do it, that we can't be consistent, that we're not disciplined. If we want to change that mental programming, then we need to create evidence that we can, in fact, work out consistently, you know, that we can rely on ourselves and that we do have discipline. Essentially, it's about rewiring our brains a bit and proving that we can trust ourselves. And that, my friends, is the thing that moves the needle the most when it comes to fitness, because that is what keeps us from succumbing to all or nothing thinking. So how do we do that? How do we create a fitness protocol that is effective and that works in our life? The first step is to consider what you enjoy doing and what you can be consistent with, whatever that may be. So what activities do you most enjoy? Do you love to dance? Do you love yoga, Pilates, walking, running, pickleball, lifting weights? You know, think about two or three things. Try to find two or three things that you really enjoy doing. If it feels like a punishment, then that's not your thing. That's not on the list. Then once you have those two or three things in mind, commit to just 15 minutes every day. That may not sound like a lot, but remember, our goal at this moment is not to become a swimsuit model, right? Our goal is to build a habit. And those are two very different things, you know. And remember, you cannot bypass this step. In other words, there is no swimsuit model who created a body like that without first forming the habit of exercise. So we always want to start there. You don't have to do the same thing every day, although you certainly can, but you can pick and choose among the activities you like. You know, you can alternate activities, you can decide based on the weather or, you know, the mood you're in that day or whatever else, but we're making a commitment to ourselves for 15 minutes a day. And that really shouldn't be too difficult to do. You know, if you're somebody who is saying, Karen, I just don't have it. I don't have 15 minutes a day. I'm going to tell you that I believe you do. And if you truly don't, then I believe you need to organize your priorities and your time, because this is the absolute minimum amount of time that I want all of us to invest in ourselves. You simply cannot create good health and an extraordinary life if you are unwilling to carve out 15 minutes for yourself every day. So if that is the case for you, then there is most definitely a mindset piece that needs to be addressed first. And those are, you know, the thoughts that you have about what you're capable of and what you're worthy of. But I don't believe that that's the case for most of us. I think most women can, in fact, find 15 minutes. You know, if they look at their calendar honestly, they can find 15 minutes that we need, you know, and we need to make that 15 minutes sacred. So clearly the 15 minutes is super important. You know, the habit of that 15 minutes is super important in terms of creating the habit, creating new thoughts, you know, thoughts that we are motivated and disciplined and that we can count on ourselves and that we are a priority in our lives, right? When we commit to that 15 minutes, we are reprogramming our mind in that way. But now let's talk about the power of 15 minutes in terms of how this can change our body, because I don't want you to underestimate what you can accomplish in 15 minutes of focused movement. Research has shown that it results in increased energy levels and productivity, improved mood and mental clarity, enhanced metabolism and calorie burn. Yes, just 15 minutes will do that. And it reduces the risk of sedentary-related health issues, like, for example, cardiovascular disease and diabetes and other things. So because we are women over the age of 40, we have a unique set of needs, and I want to spend a little bit of time sharing some things to consider when you're designing your 15-minute protocol. Number one is I really want you to prioritize strength training to maintain muscle mass, bone density, and metabolic function as you age. So strength, when I say strength training, it's resistance training, weightlifting, body weight exercises like lunges, push-ups, resistance bands. So for it's about pushing against some resistance. That will build muscle over time. And at the very least, it will help us to maintain the muscle that we have and prevent sarcopenia, which is, again, age-related muscle loss. I also want you to focus on functional exercises that improve balance, stability, and mobility. So these are practices like yoga, tai chi, Pilates, dancing, stretching, even foam rolling, which I have been doing a lot of lately, and I love it. It's, you know, there are those big, hard foam rollers. I always think it's kind of ironic. They call it a foam roller. It doesn't feel like foam. It feels pretty hard, but it works into the fascia, and you really can just feel such a nice release. I like doing it after strength training, because, you know, when the muscles have really worked, it just kind of feels good to release them in that way. And then also cardio conditioning. So anything that gets the heart rate up to about 80% of your maximum capacity. And that's something important to note as well. We don't need to do really intense cardio in order to get the benefits of cardio conditioning. Walking is great. So is bike riding, pickleball, the Stairmaster, dancing, rebounding, which is also super fun. There are many, many options here as well. But those are three things to kind of make sure you're hitting throughout the week. Strength training, functional exercises, you know, in other words, stability, mobility, balance, and then also cardio conditioning. And the internet and YouTube make this really easy. There are so many online programs, both, you know, paid programs and many free videos on YouTube, and a ton of them are short 15-minute workouts. I happen to have the Peloton Tread, and the Peloton app has a wide variety of classes, and you can actually filter your search and pull up, you know, 15-minute classes in everything from yoga to strength training, hikes, walks, bike rides, etc. But even if you don't have access to the Peloton app, you can find a ton of them on YouTube for free. So I would encourage you to spend a little bit of time researching, and I have no doubt that you will find some classes and instructors that you really like. I want you to embrace this idea of 15-minute workouts and create the habit of daily movement. It will change your life because you will become a woman who makes her well-being a priority and a woman who honors her commitments to herself, who doesn't let herself down. And that's huge on this path toward a healthy lifestyle. You cannot accomplish any health goals without that. And the beautiful part of becoming a woman who prioritizes herself and who is committed to herself is that when life happens and you miss a day, because that will surely happen from time to time, there's an illness, a vacation, some unforeseen circumstance that pulls us out of our routine for a day or two or three or five, what will happen is that you won't punish yourself over it. Once you really have created new thoughts and created that habit of 15 minutes a day, you'll just accept that this is part of the process. You will let go, you'll let it go, and you'll get right back to your healthy habits. And again, when we are consistent with the 15 minutes a day, and when we break that cycle of all or nothing thinking, then you always have the option of doing more than 15 minutes. Right? You're not locked into 15 minutes. You always have the option of extending it or changing things up and trying a new activity. Nothing is fixed. We can always expand our practice, but we do ourselves no favors by biting off much more than we can chew at the outset. I really love the idea of starting small, and then when we've built consistency, building it over time. And if it means curating your social media feed or tuning out the advice that certain people give, then you need to do that. There are a lot of shoulds placed upon us. Lots of rules, lots of experts claiming that they can get you results, and perhaps they can, but at this stage of our life, I would just caution you to be wary of any really intense and extreme approach, because research has shown that just doesn't work for women at this stage of life. What works every single time, you will see this in every study, is a moderate approach to fitness and consistency over time. And 15 minutes a day is a really simple and effective way to begin. So until next week, keep moving, make every minute count, and know that you've got this. I'll see you next week. Hey, in case you haven't heard, I'm running a free online workshop called Age with Style. In this workshop, we'll be exploring all of the ways that we, as women over 40, can create extraordinary beauty, wellness, and confidence. We are covering all the things: caring for our bodies, our minds, and yes, our closets. It is all happening on April 24th, so come join us by visiting wellagentwoman.com/agewithstyle, one word, or by visiting the link in the show notes. Can't wait to see you there. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Wellagent Woman podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please don't forget to subscribe. And I'd love it if you would leave a 5-star review and share it with others. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll catch you in the next episode.